You're listening to SBS News.
At a catwalk show in New Delhi, fashion models are showcasing designs from Kirikin, a luxury garment brand that features artworks created by First Nations artists. The brand was launched in 2014 by Amanda Healy, a proud Wanonra woman from Hunter Valley in New South Wales, with only 4 staff. Now, it's representing Australia in a business showcase in India, alongside other businesses owned and operated by First Australians. Ms. Healy says she's excited to join the showcase.
The similarities between our people are quite remarkable. When we have a look at the artisans in central parts of India and the work that they do, very based on nature, culture, country, community. It's very sympathetic with the type of artwork that our women do.
The brand's latest collection, Evoke, combines artworks from First Nations women with Indian-made silk and cashmere. Ms. Healy says she hopes the collection can reflect a natural partnership between Aboriginal and Indian cultures with deep artistic traditions. The showcase of First Nations businesses in India is part of an initiative following a trade agreement between Australia and India in 2022. It aims to expand opportunities for Indigenous participation in international trade. Besides Kirikin, 8 leading businesses owned and operated by Indigenous Australians are also part of the delegation to India. They come from mining, energy and renewables sector, forming what's called the first ever First Nations business mission to India. Lisa Fraser-Gouda is a Bijara, Gangulu and Iman woman and a co-founder of Safe Spear. She says the engagements in India, including a mining conference in Kolkata, represent an important chance to boost exposure to Aboriginal businesses in one of the world's fastest growing economies.
It's about how can we collaborate and share knowledge and open those trade opportunities and to build our businesses.
Wen Kwang, SBS News.